take a look at the lighter side of things, give you some news that will make you smile. Now, this week, the Yellow Wiggle Emma Watkins donated $20,000 to protect and maintain Yolngu Sign Language, which is an Indigenous sign language here in Australia. It's a system of sign language that has been here for over 1,000 years and is used by the Yolngu Aboriginal community in Arnhem Land. It is especially known for communicating in distance, like when hunting or communicating to the deaf, and also for ceremonies in ritual silence. There are 1,800, I should say, signs within the language, and it's considered to be a globally rare language. This is really incredible stuff. Good on you, Yellow Wiggle Emma. She does incredible stuff. And I think she's a really incredible role model for some of our youngest Australians. I think this is a really beautiful thing that she has done this week. Also happening this week, the Scripps National Spelling Competition, which is a spelling competition for young children put on by the United Nations, has declared their champions in a really incredible way. They entered into, and I'm quoting here, uncharted territory when they ended up with octochamps. That's 8 different winners. It was way too close to call. Not one of these kids missed a single word. And according to the pronouncer, you know, he was starting to run out of words to challenge these kids. So they decided to crown 8 different winners. They will each receive a $17,000 cash prize. It's the first time in the history of the Spelling Bee that this has happened. I saw online, I think it was on Twitter, that it's so unprecedented that they didn't have enough trophies for all these poor kids. They're going to have extra trophies made up. Really exciting stuff. I was the worst at spelling bees when I was a kid. I am a little bit dyslexic. I've got a visual perception issue that makes it very, very hard for me to understand words, and spelling is not my strong suit. So I hated spelling competitions. I would always be one of the first ones out, and my teacher would give me the easy words, and I still couldn't do it. The one or two times in primary school, I got like 19 or 18 out of 20. I think I got 20 out of 20 once. The entire class celebrated with me. It was one of the best moments of my primary school career. My last little piece of good news for this week is a really nice one. The now famous Egg Boy, 17-year-old Will Connolly, has donated $70,000 to people affected by the New Zealand Moss Massacre. He became very famous when he egged Senator Fraser Anning, a far-right senator here in Australia. Back in March, after some comments that he made about the shootings, that Fraser Anning made about the shootings. So police investigated, and around $70,000 was crowdfunded to pay for the legal fees of this kid. So now he's, I guess, taken a little bit that he needs for legal fees. I'm guessing that. I'm not, you know, basing that on fact. But he's donated $70,000 to the victims of the New Zealand Massacre, which is incredible. He is despite the silly thing he did, he is a good kid. Seems like a good kid. There you go. Some good news to make you smile this week. Something else that might make you smile from Angie, this one. It's called Movement. Get up. Get moving. I like it. Let's all have a boogie. You shaking your hips? I am. Morning.